Hey,
Hey.
Joe, remember I said those two clients got in touch with me yesterday?
Yeah.
I had a third one that got in touch with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude. Maybe that's just it. You just have to like let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, here's an update.
Does it work?
Hang on. Play Let It Go.
Okay, playing Let It Go.
Finally. Here's the problem, though. Play the Lego Movie soundtrack.
Sorry, I can't help you with videos.
She's a complete and utter ditz.
What if you said the Lego soundtrack instead of Lego movie?
Play the Lego soundtrack.
Playing album the Lego registered sign movie.
Oh, there you go. Everything is awesome. Unless you're Siri.
This is episode 105 on November 21st, 2014.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other stuff. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski.
And joining us in the background is Shannon Guy. Hi, Shannon.
Hello. Sorry, I had myself on mute. I figured you didn't want me talking.
No, that's fine.
No, chime in. Since we're not doing a live show tonight, you are part of the conversation.
Ah, wonderful. I'm sorry.
All right, we're almost in the holiday season.
Yeah,
this is the time where we pull out our iPhones and take family portraits, right? Sure.
Well, then it's stress out, and I have to buy this goddamn turkey. And
oh, dude,
I thought this is the time of year when everyone asks for an olo clip.
You know, funny you say that. I downloaded the Oloclip app just because I needed to do some perspective correction, and it automatically says, "Do you have an Oloclip or you already have one?" And so they have like, "You can buy one right here." I'm like, "Oh, tempting," but no, not yet.
I said I had the moment lens, and it crashed on me.
Yeah,
it uninstalled itself.
It banned you. No, well, okay. So I went to, you know, do the correction, and it flipped the image upside down. And I'm like, son of a gun, that's stupid. But and then I went and re-downloaded Screw It. That one app that looks like it says screw it or whatever it is.
Oh, I thought you were just saying something. I thought this was an expletive. I'm like, well, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you could turn it right back to right side up.
So, yeah. So what have you guys been up to? Let's start with you, Matt. As he drops off.
Oh, wait, there he is. I'm here. Hello.
Okay, good.
The extent of my iPhone photography related stuff this past week has really been relegated to our sweet new Facebook group.
Ooh. Yes.
It is sweet.
And new.
And shiny.
Cool. How about you, Mark?
Well, yes, I have been very active with the sweet new Stace Crunchy and Milk Facebook group. But I actually put my iPhone to the test when I was photographing my daughter's Thanksgiving Day party at her preschool.
That was today, huh?
That was today. I was her invited guest. And I busted out the iPhone and photographed away, and other people had the iPhones out, and I told them, you know, hey, if you use this as a shutter button, it's going to work out better. And for the first time, somebody was like, eh, all right. I'm like, you son of a bitch. You're supposed to be excited.
Yeah.
And
I read that on the Huffington Post once.
Probably. And I finally got my iPhone, my iPhone 6's lens mount for the moment lens.
Oh.
And I Frankenstein the hell out of it. Next week. Well, no, not next.
Duct tape?
No, not duct tape. the next episode we're going to do, I'm going to do my official, finally, the review of the moment lens. But I did a little Frankensteining. I'll just do that as a teaser. A little Frankensteining. I did not attach the lens mount to the iPhone. I refused to. Instead, I attached it to my iPhone case. And I will tell everybody how I like the Olo. The Olo. I will say that as well. It seems fitting. But I'll go over the moment lens. I'm going to do an official review on the podcast. And I'm also going to do a write-up that will be posted at the same time as the episode.
Nice. What about you, Shannon?
Well, I haven't had much time for iPhone photography. I've been,
quote-unquote, working.
I've been really working.
Wow.
I've been photographing weddings and Santa pictures and editing and emailing, and I haven't had time to sleep, so. Hi.
Well, we're just glad to have you back. You've been right for a little bit.
I know. I've been so busy. I was glad I could make it tonight.
We got tired of hearing Maud, so.
I don't blame you.
We're glad you're back.
It's a nice, refreshing change of pace to have me. I understand.
Well said.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the new Facebook group.
News team, assemble!
If you tuned in last episode, we talked about how we started a new. Actually, Mark started it. Facebook group for Tiny Shutter. And apparently people like it. We've gotten a lot of activity. Mark, why don't you tell everybody where they could find it and what's been going on?
Well, you could find it. I mean, the easy way to go is go to tinyshutter.com and just follow the link in the show notes. But it is a Facebook group called iPhoneography. And let's see what the official URL is. I think it's
facebook.com/groups/tinyshutter.
There you go. Yeah, I wasn't able to get iPhoneography as the URL name, so I'm like, fall back to Tiny Shutter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been great, and it's not just iPhoneography. We're allowing other people like Android users, Windows users. Sorry, BlackBerry, but you guys don't have any users. But it's been great. And we actually do have Android users in there sharing photos, which is awesome. Because it's nice to see the alternative perspective to the usual stuff that we're talking about. And this is a great group to showcase your photos. We're putting in like the latest news on free apps. Everybody's contributing to this. So it's not just something that we have to post and maintain. This is something that everybody, you know, if anybody has a scoop, whether it's a news article about iPhone, if it's a free app alert, you know, put it in there. If you guys have any topics, questions, we've been posting them and people have been answering them. It's a really happening group. And this is just something that just literally just started. And we're already like, I don't know, I think 50 people strong. 60 people actually. It's great. It's a nice little tight-knit community. Everyone's sharing, everyone's having a great time. So if you listen to the show, check it out. A simple way to go to it is tinyshutter.com and follow the links in the show notes.
Yeah. And I do have to say, it's nice to have that community, you know, because we're getting questions in there like, you know, what do you think about, okay, we'll take, for instance, the Oloclip, or what do you think about this app? What's the best app for this? And, you know, we'll say something, but then there's always going to be somebody else who has done something totally different. And it's a good way for us to understand what's out there also, because we can't keep track of everything.
Right. And again, it's the alternative perspective to something, which is always helpful. It just sheds new light on things.
I thought you guys knew everything.
Well, we do, but we got to give other people a chance too.
Just making sure.
Yeah. You know, I mean, geez, way to, you know.
You're welcome.
Way to pull back the curtain. We try to keep our omnipotence at, you know, low key. We got to give other people a shot.
We have to fake our own selves out. Gee, Matt keeps posting these awesome photos.
Yeah, but sorry. They're not.
I know.
That's stuff from our pre-show. It's, yeah, it's distracting. I'm...
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, it's essentially my pornography. just so we don't get any nasty letters, it's waterfall photos, guys.
Yeah.
And gals.
Yes. Yes, it is. Because otherwise, that would be weird.
Yeah. No, that is. And no, that is waterfall is not a euphemism for something else. They are actually waterfalls.
Moving on.
This got dirty quick.
Yeah. Oh, it's late here on the East Coast.
I almost forgot. There was a huge update that I need to bring up.
Was it to Pure in 645 Pro?
Yes, it was.
Sweet.
Do you, Matt, do you want to go ahead and talk about it?
No, you can. You probably know more than I do.
All right, so 4.1.
Everything.
Yeah, they do. 4.1 just came out a couple days ago, and they have... You know, did some redesigns. It's a redesigned FlashWorks in all modes. They have selectable fill flash or auto exposure for the AE and semi-auto modes. Optional large artificial horizon. So instead of the small horizon that you can have in the middle, you can actually increase it. It's probably for people who need glasses. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. They enhanced the exposure peaking and now has tiger stripes. That's interesting.
All right. Now, how is that different from tiger blood?
Good question. I don't know. I've never seen tiger blood.
That's a horrible joke that you should not be laughing at. That's a little outdated. No, but seriously, what is tiger stripes? Like, what's the deal with that?
It could have been like zebra stripes. I don't know. I guess. Okay. Hold on.
Like, I know what focus peaking is, but.
Whip it out. All right. So, focus peaking. To be honest, I guess.
If you can't find it within a few seconds.
No, actually, I guess if it's in focus, it'll do like a black and white striping where everything else will be sort of like pixelated.
Okay.
That's all I can see.
Oh, all right.
Let me go back. They enhanced the histogram and exposure meter. Enhance some various user interface elements. And then they had some fixes with the camera roll, bracketing, and some other stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool. And so if you haven't picked up Pure Shot, I highly recommend that you do, because you can, it brings a different feel to your camera, and is something fun to play with too. And see if there was any other big updates. Nope, that's it. So yeah, 645 Pro and Pure Shot both got this, I believe, the same updates.
Yes, they did.
All right. Were there any others to note, Matt?
Update wise?
Yeah.
Not that I'd seen. Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, does anybody have anything else, or do we want to move into post pick of the week?
Let's move into post pick of the week.
All right.
The categories.
Yes. All right.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That was my bad.
I'm waiting on you, Mark.
Post pick of the week.
My bad. It's been a long week. So, I got all these waterfall photos in front of me. I just don't know what to do.
Oh, he posted another one. Hold on. Let me look.
Now, while you're looking, I'll explain this week's post pick of the week. It comes from one of our, I think it's one of our new people.
Yeah.
Her Instagram username is the letter T, the word white, 412 photo. T white, 412 photo. And it is someplace in Pittsburgh. It's these Christmas lights that are, it's like this weird round globes that are surrounded in lights, and they're silhouettes of people looking at this thing. It's somewhere, I mean, I'm guessing it's in like the downtown area of Pittsburgh. That's the Polish in me talking about obvious stuff. But it's really cool. The lights are red and white. It's this like really awesome design, and everyone should check it out. It's that time of year, that time of the holidays, and everyone should check it out.
Sweet. So you picked the color one and not the black and white one?
Ah, why bother with black and white when you have the Christmas lights? They should be in color.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, and if you want to be featured as post pick of the week, just hashtag your Instagram photos with the hashtag TinyShutter, and we go through each week to see which one would be good, most excellent for our album art for that episode. Very good. All right. Well, I think we're going to just keep this kind of short. We have holiday week coming up next week, so we just want to let you know we're not going to be doing a show Friday after Thanksgiving. And then we're going to get into our holiday mode, where we will probably have some shows that we won't be doing. But we're going to try and do some other stuff in the meantime, not only on Facebook, but we're going to take some time to put some stuff up on the website and do some videos too. So.
Yeah, what I'm planning on doing probably for this episode. So if you're listening to this live, not live, but on a podcast, well, the NSA is listening live. I hope you guys are enjoying and getting tips on your iPhone.
They've already fallen asleep.
They probably have. But we want to do – it would be an audio show on YouTube, but instead of just having a black screen, we'll have – a slideshow accompanying our audio. So something that we want to test out on our, I mean, we've had a YouTube page for a while, and we might as well, you know, make use of that space. And I believe it's youtube.com/tinyshutter. I'm checking that out right now. And yes, that is in fact our YouTube channel. So go ahead and subscribe.
Awesome. And When we do a live show, we want you guys to, you know, come join us on Alpha Geek Radio and join us in the chat room. We do this at 9:30. We probably need to change that on the website.
We probably need to change the whole Friday thing because that seems to be something to talk about after Christmas. A better time to maybe do a live show.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, join us in the chat room. And, you know, that's why we have Maud and Shannon to be able to, you know, have some live interaction and get some live feedback as long as it's pretty cool. And you can listen live and hear how the sausage is made and, you know, get some laughs because, believe me, there's a lot of funny stuff that happens in the pre-show that doesn't make it on the air. And it is a lot of fun. Also, join us on the new Facebook page. Get in there, ask questions, post your favorite apps, and post your images too. And you know, this is a camera club. This is a way to, you know, meet up with other photographers and people who enjoy taking pictures with their iPhone and just having a lot of fun. And you know, there's nothing better than having a group of people who are interested in the same things. So join us there too. All right, Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Awesome. Mark?
I am That Polish Photographer on Instagram.
Cool. Shannon?
You can find me on Instagram at shannonguyphoto.
And you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can also find us at tinyshutter.com. You can find the show notes there. And also the show notes will show up in your podcast feed. So anything we talk about on the show will be linked into the show notes so that you can look and see what we're talking about and pull up those apps or Facebook groups that we're in and find us there. All right, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
Sure thing.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's all for this week. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week. Thank you.